joining me here on the Organizedpreneur podcast. I am super excited about today's podcast because, well, let me say this. I'm excited and nervous at the same time because I am actually interviewing my coach, Evans Putman, and he's going to be sharing with you today some really super, whenever you listen to this, but you don't want to miss this episode at all because it's going to be so jam-packed with stuff that you can implement today. And we're going to be talking about how to get listeners to turn into leads. And so let me go ahead and share a little bit about him first, and then I'll let him just take it away. So Evans is the founder of Podcast Profit School, which I am a very proud member of. He's a business consultant who partners with visionary, collaborative entrepreneurs with big positive messages and missions to help create simple, sustainable leverage to, to help them to create simple, sustainable leverage client acquisition solutions and cash flow confidence for their business. He's the creator of the podcast ATM Business Model, Infinite Impact Method, and the Servpreneur Blueprint. And his trainings are licensed. That's very important. It's licensed by and featured by ClickFunnels founder Russell Brunson, High Ticket Coaching Programs. After 20 years as an entrepreneur and creating and selling three businesses, Evans is now on a mission to help entrepreneurs like you and me build purpose-driven, profitable businesses, create more time, freedom, and infinite positive impact to change lives. Welcome, Evans. I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much for joining me and spending and hanging out with me here in the Organizedpreneur Studio.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Aldrima. So that was a mouthful there to have an intro, but thank you for reading the entire thing for me. And I'm just grateful to be here to have the opportunity to serve your audience.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And I know I keep saying this, but I'm a little nervous all at the same time, but I really want to get into the content, you know, that you're going to be sharing, because as a podcaster, you know, the thing that we really want is for the people that's listening to our podcast to turn them into leads. So, you know, how do we do that? You know, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Well, let me do this. Tell me more. Tell the audience more about yourself, and then let's dive right into the content.
All right. Sounds good. Now you got to, you like gave them a little tease there. So, yeah. And so we don't scare off the non-podcasters. Here's a little secret. What we're going to share today, it works for you if you love to guest on shows or if you have your own show. So for those of you who are listening that don't have a podcast yet, why not? You should. But if you don't and you want to find a way to get your message and mission out there and really connect with people authentically, the podcast guesting is a great way to do it too. And we're going to show you how to get leads, whether you do either way. So thank you for bringing me on. And, you know, I'm grateful to have you in Podcast Profit School. For those of you that don't know Aldrima, you probably do know from listening to her. She just comes in and gives so much value to the other members as well, and is so helpful and has given me some tips too that helped me get some free leads recently. So I loved it. But I've been doing this now for the online stuff for probably, gosh, I used to say 20 plus years. It may be creeping up on 30 now that I'm, because the time is moving so quickly when I reflect on it. I judge everything by the age of my daughter right now. So that's sort of how I can tell how far ago things, you know, long ago things were. But things have changed a lot over those 30 years. You know, it's been a fun ride, learning a lot, but I sort of made I fell into the podcasting space at a time in my life where things were really rough. I was a marketing consultant at this point. I was helping people. It was more of a contract to contract basis. And I was doing really, really well and but I only had a few clients, two or three really good clients paying me a lot of money. My wife and I had a young daughter at the time. She was probably two or three, maybe in that range. And I told my wife, I was like, hey, if you want to quit working, you can, because things are going great over here now. Because she was really, she was a rock star as a general manager of a really, really nice restaurant here in Charleston, South Carolina. But we were like two ships passing in the night. She wouldn't get home till really late. And I was already in bed. And I loved it because I got to spend a lot of time with my young daughter. But then, of course, like all moms, she was like pulling a lot more of the weight in the family, because she would get up at the crack of dawn so I could start working. So she would just sleep a few hours where I was getting, I pretty much had a regular schedule, right? So, but as soon as she came home from doing that, she decided, she was like, you know what? I think it would be good for the family if I did, especially for you and for the two of us. Within 2 days, crazy reasons, nothing bad between myself and the clients. One was a nonprofit. They lost all their grant money. Another one was going through like some kind of business dissolution, or they were dissolving the business. So I lost them. And I literally ended up going down to like having enough money to pay like the electricity and the water and maybe some groceries. And I'm like, what are we going to do? And that's when, after pouting and beating myself up for like a day, because like, what was I thinking? I wasn't filling. And this is what leads into leads, right? I wasn't filling my pipeline with prospects. I was just thinking, oh, I got some clients, I'm doing good. Not preparing for the future, not building my list. And the next day, after giving myself a day, I was like, you know what? I've gotten clients before. I'll just go get some clients. Got online, saw somebody talking about podcast show notes, thinking, what, that's like way below my pay grade at this point. But something kept pulling me back to it. And I listened to that little inner voice and I was like, you know what? I'm going to message this guy and just see why. I don't know why, but I'm going to message him. Well, it turns out we lived in the same location, which was sort of crazy. So we ended up meeting. I find out he has a really good podcast. It's in the real estate space. Discovered that he had sold over $1 billion of real estate in his career, has a New York Times bestselling author, all this stuff. And I'm like, we meet. I'm thinking he's going to show up like some guy, you know, pull up in this fancy car with big Rolex, and you know, because I was in the real estate space at the time. I had that was sort of my specialty. So I knew like real estate agents. Well, he shows up. He looks a little bit like me, same hairstyle, wearing flip flops, drives up in a Jeep. I have a Jeep, wearing like a faded t-shirt, has a backpack on. And I'm like, this is like my dude right here. I already know I like him. And so we meet, and what I discovered in that meeting was that there was a vision and a mission that he had, but it just wasn't there in that little job request, right? It was, but when I sat down and asked him, like, you know, what is it that you really want to do? What's your big vision? What's your aspirational future with this podcast besides just doing it? And he's like, well, I'd really like to create like this university, selling services, courses, helping people do what I did, which was go from working 70 something hours a week to working just a 3.5 days a week and like being super successful. So he's like, being able to focus the time on your family, do the things you love while supporting them and having a thriving business. So that led me into the podcast space. Next thing you know, I'm like, well, guess what? Give me the weekend. I'll go home and build out an entire business plan for you moving forward. We met again, and I now was becoming a member of the team for Real Estate Rockstars with Pat Hyben. And that was the podcast that got me into podcasting. And we basically built that to a machine that was we did nothing else except for the podcast, purely organic. Sold real estate sales training courses, had community, had a recurring revenue membership, and we grew that to over a 12-month period to 150,000 to 190,000 monthly listeners organically. And the first, once we, the system that we talked about that we're going to discuss, once we implemented this system, we went from pretty much zero to $500,000 in the first 12 months in sales with no advertising costs, none of that. So it was like a lot of it was pure profits because we were a really small team. It was like Pat was on the mic. He was the face of the podcast. If you can have a face on an audio podcast, that was him. He was the expert. I was the guy that was doing all the strategy, coming up with how can we turn this into a business. And we had an editor in the Philippines and then a VA, another VA, and that was it at the time. And then just from there, we kept growing and growing. And eventually we actually sold that business. I left to go, when we got this thing turned into a system and we're able to, I could see the big vision of now I can help people like Aldrema, right? I can help people like our mutual friend, Karen. All these people that have really big positive messages and missions that their podcast, but want to have a business built around it. And I was like, I can't do that while I'm over here. So I actually left the company while we were still like skyrocketing. And at this point I was a partner, an equity partner, profit sharing, all that good stuff. And I walked away because I wanted to serve more people. And Pat was just so cool. He looked at me. He's like, how can I help you? That's all he said to me. He was like, so, and I, of course, I was terrified. I'm like, do I have to go tell him that I want to leave? And you know, it's like the whole thing's going to fall apart. It's going to be, they're going to, you know, it's going to be horrible. But guess what happened was that I had built a business model, a system. So when I left, everything ran fine. They kept going along for another year. Until he decided, he was like, we've got to sell this because I'm ready to move on. And people, the reason it was able to be sold wasn't just a podcast with like a webinar attached to it or a strategy. It was a podcast that had a business model built around it that was a system that was repeatable that could work even when I left as the architect of it. Even when Pat dropped the team down to just like two or three more people, everything kept running like a perfectly, oiled machine continued mm-hmm. moving forward. And the thing that's so funny is that I remember him telling me one time, and this is where podcast ATM business model came from. And then we can break it down a little bit if you want to. He was like, Evans, he was like, it's like you've given me this gift where I can just show up, stand in front of the microphone, share what I want to share to change lives. And I've got this system behind me that runs on autopilot. It's like you've turned my podcast into a virtual ATM that deposits listeners and clients into my bank account and like spits out high profits on the other end. Right. And I was, I love that podcast ATM. That's going to be the name of the business model moving forward. So that's sort of how this chapter of my life started and how I ended up serving other people. And for the past 4 or 5 years, I've been doing a lot of consulting, a lot of group coaching. And then we created Podcast Profit School. And that's the next thing that we're really focused on growing.
Wow. I love that the story, you know, that and of course, being a part of the, you know, Podcast Profit School. You know, for me, telling that story is such an encouragement to me. And I know those, you know, that are, you know, listening, you know, to the podcast and everything. I mean, what better way to describe a business model, you know, other than ATM machine? Like that right there paints the whole picture. So tell us a little bit more about how does that work? You know, what does that look like? How can, you know, people actually adopt that model, you know, into their business? How does that
work? Absolutely. Happy. And it's funny because it may, what I'm going to share may sound a little different than what I shared with you previously, because I'm actually refining some of the model, and we may have to change the name Aldrima at some point, because I'm thinking, you know, you and I know what ATMs are, but you know, pretty soon I'm not sure if people are going to even be using them anymore.
That's so a good point.
We'll have to figure out a new name.
That's a good point. Adapting it to the new age, you know, kind of like adapting it to the, you know, the new modern vernacular. So yeah, I get it. So sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. But I want that yet. We'll see how this goes, you know, but what I like to say is, like, you know, all entrepreneurs, all business owners know that they basically need traffic, leads, and sales. Right. If you can have traffic, leads, and sales and get those three pieces, those three pillars dialed in, you can have a really successful business. Right. So when I look at podcast ATM, I look at it more from, because, you know, I like to think a little different. And when I look at it as ATM, like the A would be the traffic, the T would be the leads, the M would be the sales. But the way I look at it is the A for us is attention, right? Because the world, attention is a really powerful currency. It is the traffic, right? But while most people and most platforms are built around getting attention, what we do is we talk to the podcasters about the way we're going to win in this system is we're not going to fight to get attention. We're going to hold attention. Right. We're going to be very proactive about going out and getting our listeners, not just hoping they show up, but being very proactive using evergreen tactics so we don't have to work as hard. Right. We produce, it's like a fruit tree. We plant the tree and let the fruit continue to produce for us by using evergreen growth strategies that are hold attention of our perfect dream clients. Right. And that's how we were able to grow the way we were, because over time it's like filling a glass with water where it eventually overflows, and then the listeners are just pouring in. So that's the A, is focused around attention, but it's around holding attention, right? Mm-hmm. Not just going out there and trying to get attention. So that's how we're a little different. Then we have the T, which is where I like to look at the listeners and the leads, and that's focused on transformation. Right? It's transformation, because you can give people information all day long. And now information is so cheap, because people, you know, any 11-year-old kid, 13-year-old kid that knows how to use ChatGPT could go in and create a course and start selling it online when they've never even come close to doing anything in that course. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So information, which is what most people are hanging their hat on, is starting to become not a good commodity to hang your hat on. So what we focus on is transformation. That's the T in the ATM, because if you help people be who they need to be to do the thing they wish to do, and then you are the person that offers the path forward with that thing, then you create your dream clients. And the things that sets my clients above other entrepreneurs out there with podcasts is that other people are always talking about, you know, you have to look for blue oceans. You don't want to fish in the red ocean because everybody's there. It's bloody. Everybody's competing for prospects and clients. You need to spend all your time finding this hidden pond somewhere in the woods. You know, you're searching for years and then you finally find it when you're almost broke and now your business can be successful. It's like, well, why not just create your own darn ocean, right? Yes. So the transformation, using transformational content that shifts beliefs, gives people new identities, and then has them see the next logical step is you. And now they know they can be successful with what you offer. You're actually creating your clients through your content and through the lead generation experience that we create. And then the last part, the M, a lot of people are like, that's monetization. It's like, no, sort of, but not really. We like to use the word multiplication, right? Because we create ways to create cash infusion days. So you're not spending all your time every day on discovery calls, trying to sign clients, trying to sell things. We create events that you move your listeners to a lead, to come to a free event, have them have just a lot of people show up to one of those once a month and buy all your stuff to give yourself a lot of freedom, right? You're multiplying your time, you're multiplying your clients, you're multiplying your revenue. And then we also add in a continuity aspect, a membership, so we can multiply the recurring revenue in your business. And that's how, if you decide you want to sell one day, having this type of system where you have recurring revenue, right, where you're not constantly on that treadmill, on that feast or famine mode, chasing and trying to get a client, trying to get a, you know, acquisition will lead to burnout, where retention is where you have the true success and your really high profit margin. So that's, it's a little high level, but that's the overall ATM model. And it's built in a way to, like I said, it's going to give you cash flow confidence, right? Because you know, month after month, you have like this flow of revenue coming in. You have this flow of listeners coming in. You have this flow of leads coming in. And then you can have like these really fun one-day workshops, events, whatever, where you just bring in a whole new bunch of clients. And it frees you up to have fun in your business. It frees you up to have more time in your business. And it frees you up to serve your clients at a higher level. Yeah. And the beautiful part about that is that when you serve people at a higher level and they get more success, guess what they do? They buy more of your stuff. They continue to work with you. They refer you business. So a lot of people get caught in the acquisition treadmill, the feast or famine, and they forget that if you just had a way to retain those people a little bit longer and continue to grow with them, then you don't have to worry about getting tens of thousands of clients. You can be really successful with a smaller core group.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's so powerful. I remember when I first heard about you in, you know, from Karen's group. And so, because, you know, anybody that knows me, first of all, knows I love podcasting. And so when, you know, I first discovered, you know, you were offering, you know, that type of, you know, program, you know, with the Profit School and everything, I was like, okay, so first of all, I can show up on my podcast and do this. Like, I didn't care what it took. I was in. I was in because it's my favorite, you know, type of platform. But I also love, you know, how you're describing, you know, the ATM. I love acronyms, by the way. So that's just, you know, really my thing. But, you know, and a lot of people do are kind of stuck in that hamster wheel, you know, of acquiring, you know, just constantly. And then it's like nothing else happens. I mean, I've been on that, you know, hamster wheel myself. So, so, you know, tell us more.
Yeah. Well, and the great thing that you mentioned too, is like, it is, it's like you're, if you think about the ATM, the model, the business model is like the vehicle, the car, right? And a car, you could have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari like shell, and it doesn't matter. It could be, oh, that's beautiful. Look at the lines on that thing. It looks great. It's shiny. It's like, it's aerodynamic, but it's not moving, right? Exactly. It's like, let's go for a ride. Well, you got to stand behind and push it, right? Because if it doesn't have the engine, it's not going to go anywhere. And that's the thing about that I love, and I love sharing with people, is to have them have the realization that the podcast can be the engine that drives your business. And so many people don't realize that. And the real powerful thing, I discovered this recently, I shared it with y'all on Podcast Profit School, and it was so, it was nice and refreshing to see this coming out in data, right? Not just me like always getting excited and saying, hey, I can show you how to make money with podcasts. But they interviewed, this was from the Content Marketing Institute, Which I don't know much about them. I guess they're big fancy pants. They have the word institute, so they got to be like, you know, really super smart, fancy pants people. But I was doing research for a project, right? And so that, or for some clients, and I stumbled upon this. It said the Content Marketing Institute did this big survey. They do it once a year, and they reached out to content marketing agencies, you know, like big agencies that work with hundreds of clients. They reached out to content marketers. So more like they went to the high level down to like the people on the boots on the ground. Right. But the thing that they asked them, one of the most important questions and the thing that caught my eye was they asked them, what was the best way, like the best tool, the best methodology to move people from awareness to consideration, right? So they become aware of you, aware of the problem, aware of the solution, to considering you to solve the problem with your solution. Mm-hmm. And the 77% of those surveyed, the number one answer was podcasts, right? And to me, that was so powerful, but it was also so disheartening. And the reason why I say disheartening is because 90% at least of the podcasters that I talk to, when they come to me discouraged, talking about how their podcast is becoming a liability because it's not getting them leads and sales, or we just have discussions and 90% of them are telling me like, I'm not getting an ROI from my podcast. I love it. I did an ROI when it comes to connecting with cool people, when it comes to, you know, having a platform that I can share my message and shine, when it comes to building relationships with my guest, or, you know, sometimes having like, and also I think it can be very inspiring when they get like an email when somebody's like, I really listened to this and it connected with me. You really helped me. Thank you. Right. But the part that was disheartening is that 90% of them say it's not an asset for driving my business forward when it comes to leads and sales. And I'm not really growing. It's hard to grow. I don't understand how to grow it either. And that's where that statistic was disheartening, because I'm like, here we have, like, if I could show, if those of you watching, we can do like, you know, you have that funnel, the top of the funnel, and there's like four steps in this one funnel that I was looking at where it's like, awareness is at the very top, then consideration, then you have conversion, and then down below that was something like retention or something like that, right, where they stay in. But the problem is, for most podcasters, there's like a brick wall between consideration and conversion. So while podcasting has been shown and been, people are saying this is the number one way that our clients and that we as content marketers, as entrepreneurs, business owners, move people from the awareness stage to considering actually working for us, but we don't know how to get them over that wall to actually converting them to a lead and to a client. And that's where we come in. And the thing that I always share with people, you let off a little bit about listeners to leads. I share with people all the time that the funny thing about us, when we went from basically zero to $500,000 in that just under 12 months, was before that we were struggling. We were in feast or famine. We were chasing clients. We were like, come to the end of the month every month, and I'm like, we would do price drops and do things that were like, now I would never do. Like, we were commoditizing ourselves just to get money to come in so we could pay our team, keep the lights on. And we were almost about two weeks away from shutting down the business when we discovered this one thing. And the funny thing was, is the big discovery was we quit selling, right? I tell people, like, we developed this really cool new way of making money. It's called the sales without selling method.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, Aldrima, that's what we did. And we focused instead on where is the big disconnect. And for us, it was like, we're not getting leads. We have 70,000 monthly listeners. At this time, we had 70,000 monthly listeners. And we were getting like maybe four leads every couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, okay, this is embarrassing, right? We wouldn't tell anybody that then, but yeah. Now when I say it now, still, I'm like, that's embarrassing, right? And it was, mm-hmm. but guess what? We could have kept our head buried in the sand and kept getting no leads, but instead we were like, okay, let's fix that and quit worrying about selling, because we're trying to sell in the podcast. We're trying to pitch in the podcast and we're turning people off. It's not working. We need to figure out a better way. We're not getting leads. We need to, our listeners love us. Mm-hmm. Where's the disconnect? It's like, well, we need to continue the relationship, right? Yeah. We can't just keep having a one-way conversation all the time. We need to like bring these people one step closer, and they already like and trust you as the podcast host. So why not deepen the relationship? And that's where we came up with what I now call, instead of a lead magnet, a lead experience that is not transactional, but more transformational, the T and the ATM, right? But it brings people in your world. It holds their attention. It allows them to binge through some of your stuff to get a real, real tangible result, right? And what we focus on, I tell people this all the time, I didn't take physics in high school. I love quantum physics and science stuff now, right? It took a long time. Yeah. I won't tell people how old I am, but it took a while between high school back in the olden days and now. But I remember from physics that when an object is in motion, it stays in motion, right?
Yeah.
And so what I tell people is like, look, most people, when they create a lead magnet just for a transaction to get the email address, give me your contact information, I'll give you this PDF download. You're going to put it on your hard drive and probably never open it. I'm not going to even follow up with you until Black Friday. I'm going to hit you with like 20 emails on the day of Black Friday, right? I mean, it's not a good way to do business. So instead, we give people something that they can actually get a tangible result. It creates a transformation that helps them become the person that we need to work with, that wants to work with us and that can be successful with us, right? But the really key thing is, I tell everybody, is like, we just give them a step forward.
Yeah.
And if they're taking that step, they're in momentum, they're in motion. And so they're going to take the next step, because it's easier to keep stepping if you're already in motion than it is to stop, according to physics that I, you know, from my high school that I didn't take physics. but that's what I've been told, right? Is that an object that's in motion stays in motion. So when they take the first step and they're getting ready to take the next step, guess who's going to be there? And guess who they're looking to? They're going to be like, "Oh, Dreama, what's next? Yeah. What's the next step?" And that's where they come to you to buy your stuff instead of you chasing them saying, "Buy my stuff." Mm-hmm. It's such a total different energy. And it creates an experience where not only are you attracting the right people that want to buy what you have, they want your coaching, they want your masterminds, they want your courses, whatever it is, but you've already given them a shift in belief and help them with the first step. So they're more likely to be successful once they join your programs, which is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, that's so interesting, because that was one of the things that I was doing. And I didn't realize how transactional it was. Like, I would, you know, I create a PDF and, you know, give them the steps and things like that. And then I spend time, because now they're on my email list, and now you're spending time trying to get them to experience you, when in fact they would experience you if you created an experience in the first place.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love the way you put that. That's perfect. Yes.
So that's wow. That's, I mean, I when I look at that, it was like, and when I looked at what I was doing, and then when I heard you say that, I was like, okay, I got to stop immediately, you know, how I'm doing this to create that kind of, you know, experience. So let's talk. So we talked about what, the A and the T. So the A is attention, right? Mm-hmm. The T is transformation. And let's talk a little bit about the multiplication, the M in the multiplication aspect of it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the fun thing, you know, over this didn't really come in. We had a recurring revenue model before, but I really had no rhyme or reason or how I was doing it or what we were, because we were like, when we were building this business, one of the biggest lessons I learned from my business partner, Pat, was I would share an idea and he's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear anything else. Like immediately my mind would be like, I've got this idea. Now, how are we going to do it? What's going to happen if this doesn't work and this doesn't work? Cause I had like a lot of this built in from when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But then I met him and it was always like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work. Who cares? You're right. You fall down, you get up, you just do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care if it doesn't work except for you. You're not going to be embarrassing yourself in front of anybody else except for your own ego, right? These are all the voices in our head. What are they going to think if I try it? Yes. Nobody's thinking about you, right? Like, nobody is thinking about you except for you. So we would just try these things. And that was one of the things that we added was a recurring revenue. And then as I started moving forward, I started realizing how powerful it was. And I sort of brought that back into the model. But one thing that I discovered that worked really well was I spent about 12 months at first, but then it continues. So now we're going into like probably almost 2 years of doing this. But I started doing virtual events. Right. What I call cash infusion days, which is part of the multiplication, multiplying the revenue in one day versus like trying to get trickles of revenue throughout the month with what I call bad blind date discovery calls. Right. Yeah. You don't know, who's going to show up when you get on that phone. They've watched your VSL. They saw a video or something. They jumped on a call with you. You don't know who's over there. Right.
Yeah.
So what we started doing, I got some mentors and I just dove straight in and started doing these virtual events. And I remember 12 months later, I looked at my Stripe account and I hadn't really been paying attention, but there it was staring at me when it looked like this 12 months compared to the last 12 months. And it was like 405% increase.
Wow.
In revenue. Wow. 405% increase in revenue. And that blew my mind. And I was like, okay, this is key. And I started looking at it and I was like, you know why this is so powerful with podcasters is because you can install this piece into your business model where your listeners already know, like, and trust you. They're listening to you. They're consuming your stuff. They enjoy it, but it's a one-way conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So you can bring them into what we call an audio sales funnel, a lead experience, which we don't have too much to dive into it, but just to share, like, I want to share the sort of the big picture. They come into that. They can be in that container until like, hey, in 2 weeks, we have our next event. So now you've got this container of people. They can come to your event or they can maybe jump straight from your podcast to the event. Just depends on when they're listening to the show. But the key is that now you're moving them from a one-way conversation to a two-way conversation, right? And both our lead generation experience and our virtual events are very immersive. And immersion creates conversion.
Yes.
Right? So immersion creates conversion. There's also a lot of people always say proximity is power, right? Proximity creates more profits. You bring people into your space, but now you're getting them into a virtual event where you're engaging. It's exciting. You're having fun. And they're getting to know you. You're getting to know them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know when they come to my cash infusion day or my virtual events, I'm watching them as much as they're watching me. And I'm knowing like, hey, if that person ends up wanting to join my program, I can tell they don't really celebrate other people. They're sort of in their own world. Maybe they don't see, they're always sort of posting negative type stuff in the chat. I don't know if I want to work with them. Right. It gives you what you don't get when you just jump on a call with somebody you haven't met yet. But that's how you multiply your time and your revenue by condensing your all your, you know, and we don't even have to deal with sales calls anymore, really, because most of the time they're enrollment calls.
Yes.
Right? So it's an invitation to take the next step. Once again, there's always the next step, right? Try not, you don't try to jump the entire canyon like Evel Knievel did when I was a kid, right? You don't ask people to have so much faith to jump the entire canyon. You build them a bridge and just give them each step across the bridge to the other side. And that's when it becomes so much easier. So to me, the multiplication lies in that, one, you can create these cash infusion days. Two, you can create recurring revenue with your program. So you can bring people in, they join as clients, but you can also have them join as recurring revenue as well. But then three, here's like the hidden multiplication that most people don't think about. When you are able to serve people at a higher level, because you're not constantly trying to acquire, and you have energy, right, to actually serve your clients, when you can do that, they multiply your business by telling people about you, by referring you business. And there's no higher profit margin than getting a referral.
Right?
Where they just show up at your door. You're like, I didn't even have to put any energy into this. And I just made a bunch of money from a new client. So that's really the three sort of prongs of the multiplication.
Yeah. So I know at the beginning, you know, we were talking about, you know, this is not just for people who have podcasts. How can people who don't have podcasts, you know, benefit from this type of process and program?
Well, it goes back to, like, really for me, the key lever, the thing that changed our business, the thing that I see that's missing the most in the market is the lead generation, right?
Okay.
So we create audio sales funnels, audio experiences for people, because guess what? One thing that we know about your listeners, you can be like a fortune teller, right? You can read their minds because if they're listening to podcasts, we know one thing. They like to listen to podcasts. They like audio.
Yeah.
So we create audio lead generation and sales funnels. And anybody who guests on shows can have these built for them. We have a team. We do it for you. We actually do it with you. We have different levels, but you can go on these shows, and you know, if you're a guest on a podcast, if somebody is, like, you know, listening and you want them to take the next step with you, the easiest way is to give them something that they already like to consume, which is audio, right? Don't give them an ebook. Don't give them a PDF. Don't send them a video. Give them the audio. You can do all that other stuff later, but go on and get them in, because these audio sales funnels are like Netflix series. They're bingeable. They hold attention. They deliver one big result, one step forward. And then they're always at the end of this, like, 5-6 episode audio sales experience. They're like, what's next?
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't matter if you have a show or if you just guest on shows, you can use that same process. And that's sort of like a, if you were to look at, like, you know, if the ATM was a cake, like a, you know, rectangular cake, we'd be slicing out like a big piece in the middle and just pulling it out. That's the listeners to leads. And to me, that's pivotal for success. And we're going all in on that right now with our clients, and it's working out really well.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I know you got some things coming up. So if you want to go ahead and share with the listeners what's coming up, you know, in terms of, you know, programs or what have you, please feel free to go ahead and share, because I know they want it now.
Absolutely. I love it. And what I would say, you know, the best thing to do now, if you found this intriguing, you're interested in it, you're a podcaster, you're a podcast guest, even if you're thinking, if you haven't launched yet, there's no better way to start than to start with the end in mind, to have the strategy for how you're going to actually grow it, get leads, make money for your business, instead of being like a lot of my clients where they get 6-7 months down the road and then they come to me to fix the problem. It's like, let's not even have the problem.
Yeah.
Right. So if you fit into any of those, or you just find this intriguing and want to learn more, I'm actually hosting a virtual event, right? It's called Podcast Sales Machine 2.0. And in that, like, the event promises that I'm going to show you how to install the system that we talked about. So you can cash in on this hidden funnel that'll turn a podcast and cast guest appearances into a daily leads and sales machine for your business. And instead of having to do like me and spend years figuring this out, instead of having to spend years toiling away at your podcast and not getting the kind of results to drive your business forward, we'll just solve the whole problem in a few hours in a real fun thing. It's not a webinar, right? Aldrima, you've been to one or two before, probably. It's not a webinar. It's fun. It's engaging. It's high energy. So if you go to podcastsalesmachine.com, you can come over there. You can get a free ticket, or you can also get a VIP ticket. And the cool thing is, if you get a VIP ticket, I have this thing called Podcast Growth Machine. That's one of the pieces that is an audio experience, just like what we shared. So I like to do what I, you know, I do what I teach. I don't just like make stuff up. I don't teach it until I've done it. And then I keep doing it and refining it so I can helping people with it. But come over there and whenever you're hearing this, even if you hear this and the next event is on the 13th of February. So go on and come grab your ticket now, get in the room. Proximity is power. Immersion creates conversion. We'll have big transformations. We'll have lots of fun, and you will leave with a blueprint, the first steps of installing this system into your business. And if you come, if you're hearing this after that, just go on and come to podcastsalesmachine.com and there'll be a wait list telling you when the next one is. Cause I do these at least once a month, sometimes twice a month.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And that, for those who are listening or even watching, the replay or what have you, all of that information is going to be in the show notes. So, you know, don't worry if you didn't get it, you know, right now, but you will, there will be a link in the show notes. And,
thank you.
So
it's
podcastsalesmachine.com. It's podcastsalesmachine.com. Yes. Yes. I'm super excited about that. So is there anything else you wanted to share with the listeners before we sign off today?
No, I appreciate it. Well, you know, here's another reason to come to Podcast Sales Machine on February 13th. Be there, be in the room, and we can all wish Aldrima a happy birthday.
So, oh, yes.
so that'll be carved for celebration. So we've got, like I shared with her, okay, I told her, I said, I've got a VIP ticket waiting for you. It's your birthday. But she was getting one anyway because she was in Podcast Profit School. So,
yes.
But come there. You can learn. When you're there, you can also learn more about Podcast Profit School. And right now enrollments are closed, but we're opening them back up in February for another round of folks. But podcastsalesmachine.com is where it all starts. Come join us. Let's celebrate Aldrima on her birthday. It's probably like, what, 26th birthday, something like that.
And, well, something like that.
And that's it. But no, I just want to thank you for having me. And I just want to let everybody know, whatever you're doing, if you come or don't come, if you're called to like, do podcasting or do podcast guesting, do it. Just get out there, you know, shine your message out into the world. Somebody out there is waiting to hear it. And if you just change one person's life, then it'll be worth stepping out of your comfort zone and taking that first step forward. So get out there, shine your light, and the world needs you. So that would be my biggest message leaving everybody.
Well, Evans, thank you so much for taking the time, you know, to join me and taking the time to share with the listeners, you know, all about, you know, the ATM model. And even though it may be refined at some point, you know, it may not be called the same thing, but basically that's what it is. So
this could be the podcast crypto blockchain model or something at some point. I don't
know. Something like that. Right, right, right.
Whatever it is, it will only continue to get better and evolve and get better and better to serve you all. So that's the one thing. When you put so many people into it and they keep doing stuff, it only keeps getting better, right? That's all learn, we all grow, we collaborate. And that's the thing I love about the podcast space.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm super excited about, you know, 2024 and all that's to come. And I know you have definitely poured into us. And we, you know I speak on behalf of all of those in the Podcast Profit School, and that we are definitely appreciative of how you serve. You are truly a servepreneur. So thank you so much, you know, for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you too, Audrima. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Start by listening and subscribing to the podcast. Simply go to organizedpreneurpodcast.com.